Yeah. It is the first show. It is Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone. Now, I'm not going to keep this man waiting because he is the headliner today. I don't know if he signed up for that, but Titans GM John Robinson has been kind enough to give us some of his time. J-Rob, what's up, boss?
Buck, how are we doing?
Man, I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to keep the first show jitters down and make sure that I don't run this thing into the ground today.
Oh, you'll do great. Congrats on the new spot. You know, I've always been impressed the way you attack cover our football team. Congrats, man. You worked hard and earned it.
Well, that's really kind of you to say. I know you're working hard right now. Your staff's working hard right now to try to put together another winning football team. I got to start before we get to all of the newsworthy stuff that the people want to know about. Every Sunday, John, I get very, very sad because my iPhone sends me a screen time report that depresses me deeply with how often I'm on my phone. What does John Robinson's screen time look like during an off season?
Oh, I don't even check it because I yell at my daughters all the time because they're on there with their Snapchats and their TikTok. So it's tough for me to kind of look at my own stuff because I'm scolding them to get off their phone when they see dad on their phone all the time. So I don't even look at it, but it's up there pretty high.
Now, John Robinson is no stranger to social media. You killed it for the Titans social staff during this virtual offseason and virtual draft that we did last year. I think you got a little bit of the social bug, John.
Let's not go that far, Buck. I keep track of Twitter because that's where news comes from. But I'm hardly an influencer, as I have stated in press conferences before, as it relates to social media.
There's always time, plenty of time. What you don't have a lot of time to do is to try and figure out what the situation is going to be like with an offseason that still has so many uncertainties. We talked to you a couple weeks ago in the media availability that you were good enough to give us about how last offseason has kind of prepared you for another close to virtual one. I guess right now we still don't know what the finalized salary cap number is going to be. What is the situation for you guys? Are you still exploring multiple options, multiple scenarios that you've planned out, or is there a closer to a plan than the last time we spoke a couple weeks ago as to how best to spend this money?
Yeah, well, we know that the floor was raised to 180 on the salary cap, so it won't be any lower than that. We've kind of worked through a couple different models. We're inching closer. I'd say we probably started with 5 or 6, and now we're down to, maybe 2 or 3. And we've also talked internally about being patient with players that are going to become available who aren't current free agents. As teams start to try to get under the cap, we've gone through our rankings meetings positionally of the guys that, that we like, and starting to prepare for that 2-day tampering window, legal tampering window that leads into, the 17th at 3:00. So we'll just have to see once those discussions kind of start where the market goes. We'll have a firm, cap number there to know how much exactly we'll be able to spend. And just being mindful and trying to make strategic decisions, but good decisions with how we're going to allocate the resources during the free agency period.
And that's, I think, one of the things that is going to make this such a fascinating thing to follow from a media perspective, at least, John, is, I mean, we started to see massive, if you want to call them cap casualties, big-time players, productive players still, but their teams are trying to find out a way to maneuver under what they think the restrictions of this COVID cap are going to be. Guys like J.J. Watt, who get released and sign elsewhere, Kyle Rudolph yesterday, Kyle Van Noy, a bunch of different players who are going to still be productive, whose salary is just not something that is going to be palatable for their respective teams right now. I guess when you look at the market that's going to be created by just the sheer amount of veteran players that are out there that there may not normally be, how do you kind of approach a season like this where I feel like a lot of guys, and maybe this is just a personal opinion, are going to be looking to play for a 1-year deal or a short-term deal and trying to cash in when things kind of even out, hopefully, in the future?
No, I think that's a great point, Buck. I think that's going to be a pretty big trend this year. you know, more so than in years past, where, you know, guys are doing 1 year deals with the hopes that, you know, the market, you know, resets a little bit more next year. I don't know if it'll go, you know, skyrocket back up and spike back up. Who knows? But I think that there'll be players that are, you know, financially somewhat comfortable that are willing to, you know, to do a shorter term deal with a team in hopes of, you know, having a productive year and catching back on market wise next year. You know, maybe a little bit closer to where they would in a normal, you know, cap situation.
Can that benefit a team like the Tennessee Titans? By the way, Titans GM John Robinson here with us, 104.5 The Zone. Can that benefit a team like yours, John, where you guys are clearly built and ready to contend? You've been to an AFC championship game. You've won a division. You've done really, really great work since you've arrived here in building this thing into what is a legitimate contender, and the expectations are you know, being felt by fans thusly. But can that help a team like yours where you're trying to maximize the window of the way that the roster is currently constructed to kind of do something similar to Tampa Bay, where, you know, I understand you don't have Tom Brady, but you get a lot of guys who are on these short-term deals to try and punch this thing through?
Yeah, I think that, you know, having five straight winning seasons, as you alluded to, going to the AFC Championship game a year ago, you know, winning the division this past season, having a great owner and Miss Amy, who's extremely supportive, and, you know, spares no resources for us. We've got a new building going up here and over here at our facilities, new offices, new meeting rooms. Get a new weight room, new trainer. I think that, you know, these players, they talk and they help recruit, you know, when the time comes that they can, you know, kind of put a line in the water with this guy or that guy. And, you know, they ask each other, like, what is it like there in Nashville? What is it like for the Titans? And, they, you know, we've got a bunch of, you know, really good guys on the football team. Nashville is a great place to live, great place to raise family. There's no state income tax. We play that card early and often in the tampering window. So there's a lot of positive things in our favor with, you know, a good – but at the crux of it, you know, to your initial point, it starts with we've got a pretty good football team that's had some success here over the last few years, and we're on the uptick.
So as you try and create financial flexibility – for lack of a better term, under the current constraints or constraints that are being projected. We saw that you guys released last week Adam Humphries after a couple of years on the roster, and of course the health and safety of Adam Humphries with the concussion stuff is very scary, and I hope everything is well with him and his family, because that can be a terrifying situation. But to get to the business element of it, have you approached any of your guys right now to talk about potentially restructuring deals to make it more palatable to try and go out and get some of these players that we're talking about?
Yeah, no, we haven't gone there yet, Buck. We're trying to get a couple of our guys back who are, you know, whose contracts are set to be up. Not to say that we won't venture down that road, you know, but you're converting, you know, paragraph five money salary wise to signing bonuses and spreading that out over future years. And kicking the can down the road a little bit. And we're trying to be mindful of that, because at some point, you've got to pay the piper. And there's some teams that have done that in the past that are bearing the brunt of that now, you know, as they have to try to get under the cap. There's some teams that got a lot of work to do. We're in pretty good shape, not closing the door on potentially doing that, but, you know, well, that'll be a case-by-case basis as we continue to just kind of navigate through the next couple of weeks here as we inch closer to free agency.
Right, listen, if you John Robinson, Titans GM with us here on 104.5 The Zone. John, if you want to drop some hints about the guys that you're trying to bring back, you make my life a lot easier. You could do it.
Well, we've got some good ones, Buck, and we're working through it. And we'll see when the time comes, once the ink's dry, if we can get it to dry, how that goes. You know me, I'm not a real newsbreaker, Buck.
It's unfortunate, but, you know, I can't help but try, John. Something that did make news last week, and I know you've got to run, so I won't keep you long on this. You've already spoken on the situation with Isaiah Wilson. The comments were strong. and everything about that has been, I think the uniqueness of it for the fan base and from people like me watching from afar, John, is just so much of it is circulated around social media in a way that keeps it top of mind. You said when we last spoke that you had not at that point spoken to Isaiah Wilson. Have you guys made contact with him at all? And I guess what is the status of him with the team?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say nothing's really changed, Buck, since I spoke on it, you know, whenever I did the Zoom press conference, you know, a week or so ago. And we've got a high expectation level for all of our players here. And, you know, there's nobody that gets a pass on that. And that's kind of what it is. So, you know, we'll keep working through it, managing, you know, looking at the situation and make a determination at some point what's best for our football team and move forward.
Well, we all look forward to seeing what happens and look forward to getting closer and closer to football season. Titans GM John Robinson here with us on 104.5 The Zone. John, I've got an unemployed linebacker with a podcast he's trying to push up next. You got any interest in him?
The boy, right? That's what the self-proclaimed the boy.
The self-proclaimed the boy.
I hope his haircut is better than it was during the season.
It got him on SportsCenter. You know, not all news is bad news, John.
Great Moses. Yeah. That was not ideal. But he's a great guy. Will's done a lot of great things for us, and wish him nothing but the best.
Well, John, we wish you nothing but the best this offseason, and I really do appreciate you taking some time this morning. That was good of you to do, and I'm sure we'll be in touch via Zoom or otherwise sometime down the road. Take care.
You got it. Congrats again, Buck. See you, buddy.
Titans GM John Robinson here with us on 104.5 The Zone. A lot of good stuff to talk about there to break down on the other side. We'll do it with Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys. He has been a Tennessee Titan not once but twice. He is probably looking to find another job that does not revolve around podcasting. He's coming up next. We've got a lot more to discuss. It's the final hour, and it started with a bang. This thing went by so fast. Buck Rising here with you on 104.5 The Zone.
I think the season ended.